Welcome to another edition of We Are the Messengers. I'm your moderator, Charles Raymond, and today we invite you to hear Bob Alexander share with us on the hallmarks of the church. And now, here's Bob.
Thanks, Charles. Do you think Jesus knew when he was going to die? Do you think he was in charge of his destiny? The Old Testament prophets certainly knew and predicted with amazing accuracy the birth, life, and death of the Messiah. The list is great, but here are just a few. First, he being falsely accused in Psalm 35. Second, he would be crucified with criminals in Isaiah 53, and also be a sacrifice for sin. Third, his hands and feet would be pierced, but his bones not broken in Psalm 22. Fourth, the crucifixion being foretold also in Psalm 22. Fifth, the soldiers would pierce his side in Zechariah chapter 12. And sixth, of course, the very first prophecy found in Genesis chapter 3 of Messiah being born of a woman. Let's listen to each of these, starting with the Messiah being falsely accused in Psalm 35, verse 11.
Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know.
And that he would be crucified with criminals in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12.
Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors.
And as a sacrifice for sin, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
That his hands and feet would be pierced, but his bones not broken, in Psalm 22, verses 16 and 17.
For dogs have surrounded me, the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet, I can count all of my bones, they look and stare at me.
His garments would be gambled for, in verse 18.
They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
The soldiers would pierce his side, in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10.
And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced.
And, of course, the very first prophecy in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, of Messiah being born of a woman.
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
In the New Testament gospel narratives, Jesus predicted his death a number of times. John chapter 12, verse 23, is one of those instances.
Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
With his being in control of space and time, with his being in control of the hour in which he would die, and with the prophecies of the Old Testament being fulfilled regarding his life and death, we can understand what Jesus referred when he prayed in John chapter 17, verses 1 and 2.
After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you."
Jesus was clearly in charge of his time to die. But he is also in charge of salvation, as he goes on to say that he gives eternal life to all that the Father had given him. This is simply amazing. The prophecies pointed to Messiah. Christ fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies and then controlled the time of his death. And then, of course, rose from the dead as he predicted, proving, in fact, that he was God. So a promise of salvation for all sinners who call on his name is real, very real. What is our part? To humble ourselves before our Savior, asking forgiveness of sins that he paid the price of them for us, so that we would be with him eternally in heaven. May God bless our understanding of Jesus in charge.
You can request a copy of the Ten Commandments at no charge. Please go to our website, wearethemessengers.org, and click Request Ten Commandments. Thank you, and God bless.